Good morning and welcome to all of God's people here. Before we begin, even with our announcements, I want to begin right off the bat with our promotion Sunday. And it's going to begin with a time of installation on behalf of all of both our teachers and our officers for this coming year. So if you are a teacher, helper, aide, worker, I'd like to have you come and stand here and face the people, if you would, please. What a group. Wow. You can see that our Sunday school is not filled with hundreds and hundreds of kids. And yet, even for something like what we have, what you see in front of you is it takes every bit of all of these people helping us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can put forth the ministry of trying to teach both young and old alike about what Jesus has done for them. And so then we make our beginning this morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are being installed as people who are going to serve as teachers, as our officers, as our helpers, all in the ministry of education, a work in which our Father in heaven has great joy. Hear these words that come from the book of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words that I command you today shall be on your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist in the ministry of word and sacrament here in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourselves for this work by both your individual and corporate study of the Word of God and the faith drawn from it as it has been delivered to us through Holy Scriptures, while holiness of life and obedience to Christ are always expected by all members of this congregation. It is especially important that each of you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to Him in service and in Christian devotion. And so in the presence of God, of the people that we are going to serve, both as children and adults, and also of this congregation, I ask all of you, do you accept the positions entrusted to you? Do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to His Word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and striving for excellence in all that you do? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. Beloved in the Lord, you have now heard the promises of faithfulness that have been spoken by these men and women. Do you promise, my friends, to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that He may be glorified and His work be done in our midst as we grow in His holy and precious word? If so, then please answer, we will with the help of God. And so to each of you, we install you this year as the beginning of our education year, as teachers, helpers, educators, as the people that are going to be serving our young men and women and also our adults, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. O Lord, you have given to us your word as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So grant to these, your people, the gifts that we need that they may share indeed those precious words, gifts of wisdom, discretion, kindness, and faithfulness, so that they may effectively both teach and guide. Grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so then, we're not in a particular order here, but we want to remember all of God's people that are going to be serving us throughout this year. And so we start here first with, we'll start with Phyllis Miller, who is the director of our Board of Education, Sharon Rubia, who is our Sunday School Superintendent for the coming year, and where's... Oh, there's Sandy, who's always serving in a support role over there. We could never forget about her. Kathy Butler, who's going to be working the Bible Bookstore and Memory Work Program. Kayla Meyer, who's also going to be helping with the Memory Work Program. Barbara Hahn, assisted by Rochelle Remus, who's going to be working with the Little Lambs this year. That's exciting. And Linda and Gary Miller are going to be working with the Amazing Angels this year, which is grade what? Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, I should have had that down here, but I love this. The Little Lambs and the Amazing Angels. And then Misty, who we've already, you didn't see her, but she was the one leading our singing for this morning. Usually we've got accompaniment by Jerry Brock, and Jerry will be back with us here shortly. They're on vacation up in Michigan at this time, though. And then also, we want to remember Bethany, who's going to be serving. And in fact, here, we've got both of God's people here who serve our youth group. And this is part of it is Bible class, of course, that they do on Sunday morning. But there's so much more that we serve with our Bible class. I'm drawing a blank. Help me again. Thank you, Meredith. Yes. These are the people that work with our youth group who are getting ready for a huge, huge year. It's going to start off with Rockin' the Universe, and it's going to conclude in about 11 months with going to a national youth gathering up in Minneapolis. And so they're going to start studying God's Word on behalf of the things that they're going to be doing for the national youth gathering. Did I miss anybody? Oh, huh? Yeah, Barbara and Rochelle, who are serving this year, right. On behalf of the Little Lambs, which I assume is our preschool. Okay. These are the people that, then there's one other person that's going to be serving. He's going to be teaching class actually twice, once on Sunday and once during the week on behalf of the confirmation program, and that's me. I'm not going to be teaching the adult Bible class now throughout the entire calendar year as we get at least through the school year. As I now devote myself on behalf of our confirmation program, it's something that's always been near and dear to my heart, and it's something that I want to make sure that we do it to the best of our abilities. Okay, so now I'm going to turn things over to our Sunday school department because they've got some special awards and presentations that they need to make, okay? And for those of you that are now finished, you can return to your seats. You know, I remember doing something like this a year ago, but I don't remember. The faces are the same, but every one of them look like they've grown about 2 feet. So I guess that's typical of our kids. Welcome to Faith Lutheran Church as we prepare to begin. On the topic of that we were talking about confirmation, we have now received our next shipment of the new catechism. It's an all-new catechism, but for those... The stuff that's in the front of the catechism that you're used to, this dates back just to 1986. Most of that is unchanged. But the section that's in the back of the catechism, which asks a series of questions about the faith and then answers them, it is all new. It is completely different. We've had a couple shipments, and I know a number of you have already gotten your copy, but we've got some more in now. If anybody else would like a copy of the new catechism, we've got them here at the church office. They're $15 a piece, and well worth your time to be reading through. It is amazing what they have updated in this. It is a book that really now helps to answer a lot of the questions that people have in today's society. We also want to remind ourselves. I've gotten a word from our Thrivent people. For those of you that are Thrivent members, they were able to purchase tickets for a movie that is called The Favorite. It's going to be shown at the theater in Port Richey on Thursday, September 13th. We'll have more on this in the weeks to come. But I want to let our Thrivent people know, if you are a member of Thrivent, they have got the ability to get free tickets. If you are not a member of Thrivent, we've got reduced cost tickets that we're going to be able to get. And as I said, we'll have more information on that. But that's Thursday, September 13th. We want you to put that on your calendar now. A reminder to everybody that we are preparing for an October rummage sale, and that before and after our services, We'll have somebody that's up in the shed up in the northeast corner of the property that will take your gently used clean items up there. We've got more details in the bulletin, but just so that you will know. Now, obviously, we weren't able to have Bible class this morning because of the pancake breakfast. We thank the people that helped make the breakfast this morning. Next week, we return to that, but it's the final week for just the things that we had been doing with our summer Bible classes. In the month of September, Pastor Dick Arndt is going to be leading a study here in the sanctuary. And then in October, Pastor Robert Steinke is going to be leading one. So the months of September and October, we've got some really exciting things that are going to be happening here in the months to come. So we want to make sure that we can continue to pray for the health of our congregation. A number of people, Barb Goodhue is back with us again this morning, and it's just good to see. But we also have people that are preparing always for surgeries, procedures, having to go through times in medication and stuff like that. So we'll keep that in our prayers. As you are able, please stand. Our order of worship this morning is based on our Divine Service Setting 1, which is in page 151 in our Lutheran Service Book. You may follow along up on the screen this morning. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father together. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty God, grant us grace to know your Son Jesus, who alone has the words of eternal life, that we would walk in the light of his glory and truth, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lessons from Holy Scripture are appointed for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. Our Old Testament reading is written in Proverbs chapter 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent her young women to call from the highest places of the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, he says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects the scoffer gets himself abused. And he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is written in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, St. Paul writes. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are the light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfaithful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully at then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day." So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. May God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Especially to our young people that we had up here a few moments ago. It's been a real joy, and I'm looking forward to having a great year with our Sunday school and education. But I got to ask you a question. This might be a question that all of us need to remind ourselves about. What are we here to learn about? And let's ask it a different way. Who are we here to learn about? We are here to learn about Jesus. And not just our Sunday school. Everybody. It's what's drawn us here this morning. Now, for another question. How long does it take to learn about Jesus? How long does it take to learn about Jesus? We are going to spend all of our lives. Now, I know that we just had a promotion and you know, we get to add I was part of that when I was in Sunday school as a young boy myself. But it didn't take me long to realize that even when I got through the different years of Sunday school and I got through confirmation that I got myself to the point where the learning didn't end. Now it got to begin. You have to remember something. That I was a person that went to a Lutheran school as a small boy, which meant that we were getting religion 5 days a week. We were worshiping twice a day. I mean, we were getting as much introduction as to who and what the faith was as anybody. We were learning so much about Jesus. But it didn't take long after I was done at Lutheran school to realize that what there was to learn about Jesus compared to what I already knew, it's almost like I knew nothing. Now, this was not a problem that I didn't learn anything, because I most certainly did. I mean, we did so many things at the Lutheran school as I make my way here. We did so many things at that Lutheran school. We were singing in worship. By the way, we were doing that about twice a month. We would have chapel services also twice a month on top of having religion classes 5 days a week and devotions twice a day. We were learning a lot about Jesus, but there was so much more that we needed to learn. And how grateful we can be that the one who we are learning about is the one who's going to keep right on teaching us. And that's a good thing. Because those of you who are teachers out there, including me, we need to be the first who are going to be students of the Word. There is no way we're ever going to be able to teach anybody about Jesus if we don't have a constant, and I'll use the word hunger, because the theme of today is an eternal thank you meal. Jesus called himself the bread of life, and so it is, where we make ourselves, where Jesus has called us as his own in the waters of holy baptism. He has made us his children. And now, yes, he will give to us eternal life on the last day. And every day we, shall we say, get to feast on him. Him who is the bread of life. Him that we have so much to learn about. I may have made mention of this at some previous point, but I suppose that amongst everybody else, it's also promotion Sunday for me. Beginning another year of learning about and growing in Christ our Savior. And I can say that because as of Tuesday is the 30th anniversary of the day I was ordained into the ministry, of the day that I began work to do work amongst God's people as a pastor. But I never lost my love to continue to learn. I never entered into a class. And I must say this, with all due respect to all the adult Bible classes that I've done over the course of years, it is especially when I have gone in to teach the young people that I have had to prepare myself, because even though I might be looked to as a teacher, hardly ever a week went by when I walked out of class feeling like I had learned more from them than they had from me. The questions that they would ask, the way that we would engage one another, the way that we would learn just what Jesus was really trying to do for each and every one of us. In the midst of all the things that we were doing as I was going to Lutheran school, at some point, even though we were getting all that instruction at the Lutheran school, at some point I had to start confirmation as well. And it was an interesting confirmation class, because I started it in the seventh grade, but by the time I got to seventh grade, we didn't spend 1 second doing memory work. Now, for those that say, well, I guess it means we don't have to do it either. Well, the reason we didn't do memory work is that the pastor knew that all the six chief parts of the catechism, almost every one of the main Bible verses, he could start a Bible verse anytime he wanted to and ask us to finish it, and he knew we'd be able to finish it. So we were able to spend all of our time in ways in which we were going to genuinely learn the faith. And my favorite moment, every single week in class, regardless of what the topic was, there might have been six of us in the class. At some point, he would look at one of us and say, now, the other five are going to have to listen in, because your turn will come the next time that I do this. And he would go one-on-one, just him and just me, or one of the other students. He would challenge us on the faith. He would ask us questions to try to make the faith genuinely come alive, to show us, excuse me, what Jesus had really done. To ask ourselves, okay, we've learned this about Jesus. What can we do with that information? Well, my friends, we live in a society today where we need to be prepared for all kinds of challenges, for all kinds of questions, for all kinds of doubters, for all kinds of people who are seeking a truth that they have not yet found. And you haven't. Well, how are we going to share it? I mean, it's almost like preparing ourselves for a test without having the slightest idea about any of the information that's supposed to be on that test. Every day, we wake up with the possibility that we are going to walk into what I will call a pop quiz, in which our faith is going to be challenged from a situation that is going to arise in life. We didn't know we were going to face it, but there it is. And the salvation of a brother or sister in Christ, it might be right there, just waiting for you to be God's chosen instrument for that person. Yes, today's message is called an eternal thank you meal. Because one of the things that we have learned is that all the things that needed to be done, when Jesus said, I will raise that person up on the last day, that whoever looks on the Son and believes in him has eternal life. We know that already. That is something that is a part of our lives. We are walking with eternity in our hearts. We literally have already come to the end of a meal where we can, I think the term is, return thanks. We can say thank you to God for what he has already provided us. But just as if we're going to teach, the learning never stops. The opportunity for Jesus being our bread of life never stops either. And so we prepare ourselves with the idea that, yes, there is another opportunity for us to feast on Jesus. Each time we open his word, each time we partake of the sacrament, each time that we engage in one another, about what the faith is all about. Friends, being a part of the Bread of Life is something that is with us. There may be times when we feel like we have feasted, and times we feel like we have been in genuine famine, where we could have cared less if we were getting anything about Jesus or not. But Jesus has always cared about you. And because he cares about you, he has something for each and every one of us. We stand today amongst a gathering of people where it does seem like a lot of people have already gone back to other lives and no longer are walking with Jesus. Well, hopefully, the Holy Spirit will open a door for each one of us to bring those people back again, or for the first time, into a feast that keeps right on giving. But as for us, we are gathered together, knowing who has the words of eternal life, knowing what he has done for each of us. And boys and girls, remembering that when sometimes we ever watch a television show or a cartoon or something like that, there is always one main character. Now, you may not even see that main character as much. There's all kinds of things going on in a television show, but you can never forget about that one person. Well, we live in a real life. This is not a show. This is not a cartoon. It's real. And that real person who cares about you, who loves you, who wants you to continue to grow in him is Jesus. Yes, everything we do and are going to do is about Jesus, because he has the words of eternal life. Thank you, dear Savior, for giving us an eternal feast, a feast that keeps on giving, a feast that we receive from you, the bread of life. Amen. And now let's confess our Christian faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's always on the back, inside cover of the hymnal, or you again may follow along on the screen. Please stand as we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen. As we pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the faithful proclamation of Christ's saving name, as we both teach and preach Christ crucified, that God's people may be strengthened in the true faith, and that for those that confess the name of Christ, that God would always guard and defend them as we continue to grow in the love and nurture and knowledge of our Savior, who is the bread of life. Let us pray to the Lord for this congregation, its mission, its people, for the ability to meet the needs that arise as we do the work that God has given to us, and that those who teach and those who learn would always be transformed by Christ, who has given himself to us that we may receive eternal life. As we share the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, let us pray to the Lord. For those who do not know Christ, those who have wandered from the faith, and those in which the shining light of Christ seems to be dimmed by the darkness of this world, that the Holy Spirit would use us to bring them back, to receive that eternal food that will nourish them in body, but especially in soul, that eternal bread of life. Let us pray to the Lord. On behalf of those who are facing hardship and need, trouble, sorrow, loneliness, difficult life circumstance, consequences, in the midst of the sorrows that we face each and every day, We pray on behalf of those that we lift up before you that we continue to pray for from our congregation. And now we lift up before you, dear Lord, someone in our own lives that is in need of that special help and comfort that you provide, that we name before you now in the privacy of our own hearts. As you grant that they find you quick to strengthen and bless, and that you are always leading them to praise you as the one who does all things well, let us pray to the Lord. For all who partake this day of Christ's holy body and blood, that in their eating and drinking they may receive the benefits of forgiveness of sins, the renewal of life, and have a foretaste of the everlasting feast that is to come, let us pray to the Lord. For these and all other things we pray in the name of Jesus, who gave himself for us that we might live through him, and to praise him as our loving and gracious God forever and ever, who has taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. We close by praying together. Please stand. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that we have heard our Savior's precious word and seen his goodness. Give us courage to go into the world to share with others the forgiving love we have been blessed to receive. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Don't forget, this is a week we are taking orders for those faith cards, part of the script program to the various businesses. That's back in Narthex number 2. Thanks for joining us on this Promotion Sunday. Great day for all of us, my friends. Go in peace and serve the Lord.